hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Got a brand new microphone here. Mary Rose tells me we've got new equipment, so maybe we sound good for change or better or whatever. Welcome. We're in Dallas, Fort Worth. Wonderful weather here. Just incredible. It's October weather in November. Hope you're having some good weather wherever you are. We've been through an interesting week. Maybe you're tired of hearing about all that stuff. We'll talk about gardening and landscaping and pest control. And pest control is going to be real high on the list. Bonnie Bradshaw, as I told you last week, is going to be with us today. In fact, she's going to be slipping in here in not too distant future, I think. But whenever she gets here, we'll talk about wildlife control, starting with coyotes and then some other wildlife things as well. And hopefully you'll be interested in that. If you want to call with a question about that or planting or landscaping or pest control or whatever is on your mind, if you got a tip for us, you'll brag about something, have problems, whatever, give me a call at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. My tea is kind of the usual thing this morning. Ginger, fennel, a little Turk's cap in there, a bay leaf. I don't know if this is common or not. For a lot of you, it's common. I do it a lot myself. And vinegar, apple cider vinegar, makes a very nice herb tea. So give that a try if you haven't already. We've got an SPCA dog to tell you about, and I forgot to pull it up, so I'll get that in a minute and tell you about it. I think I think last week's dog, Zeke, the hound, cool-looking dog, was adopted, and there's another really neat dog to tell you about, and I'll pull that up as soon as I can and let you know what that is. That's the SPCA here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we recommend the rescue organizations wherever you are in the country. So thanks for helping out with all of that. We have a lot of information for you besides the show here, and wanted to run through all that real quickly because there's one thing coming up, an event coming up I wanted to make sure that you knew about. Our website is dirtdoctor.com, and it's pretty deep. There's a lot of information there, a lot of different categories. The library is where everything is listed alphabetically. You just go in there, and the search works pretty well now, and you can search for things, or you can just go into the index by letter. But everything's in alphabetical order and find what you're looking for. Right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com is a big window right in the center, and it rotates. It's got information about our natural organic certification course there. It's got me giving some information about that. It changes. We put different videos and things there for you. Other thing that's there, and I haven't even looked to make sure it's there, but I'm pretty sure it will be, is our contest picture for the week. Identify it. Call in and identify the picture, and you win one of our courses, the Natural Organic Certification course. It's 15 chapters that you take one at a time, take a test at the end of each chapter. You have to pass 100% each chapter, and at the end, you receive a certification from the Texas Organic Research Center. Now, kind of related to that, we got a call some time ago from Acres USA. A lot of you know Acres. They put out a regular publication that's really good, covers all kinds of eco-agriculture, organic stuff, talks about the same things that we talk about here on the show, getting away from high-nitrogen destructive fertilizers and pesticides, getting away from the GMOs. It talks a lot about control grazing and a lot of the agricultural things that we get into from time to time. But they've started Charles Walters, who started Acres USA a long time ago, somebody asked me how long ago it was. I think it was Bob Webster on his show yesterday asked me how long ago it started, and I didn't even remember, but he's been doing it a long time. I spoke there a couple of times years ago, and when Charles ran it, he ran the show, their annual event. And I think maybe they had more than one a year, but they basically had an event where they had speakers and booths that you could go to and see all kind of products and services and things like that. But the way he ran the speakers, he ran it like a Marine DI. He was pretty strict about you starting on time and you finishing your lecture on time. And he had everybody speaking in the same room. Everybody was there so you could hear every speaker. I think now there are some overlapping things. In fact, I know there are because we're doing some things a little different at this event. And it's schools. The first day, and you can see all this if you go to dirtdoctor.com and just click on appearances, you can see the Acres USA event there. It's called EcoAg 2016. Starts November the 30th, Wednesday, November the 30th. And at least that's when I start. You can see all the details on their website there. It's acresusa.com, or just go through our website and you can connect right to it. But on the first day I'm there, I'm doing a school that's an all-day deal. It starts at 8 o'clock and goes to 5. And it's basically going to be the natural organic certification course with me standing there doing it, talking to you, and you have opportunity to ask questions and all that. It'll be a little different because of time restraints and that sort of thing. But looking forward to it. I haven't done it in this format before. We've had a good response already, and it'll be a nice group. I don't think it'll be huge at all, but it'll be a nice group, and look forward to visiting with the people that come to that. It's in Omaha, Nebraska. May have some chilly weather. Who knows? We may be in for another incredibly warm winter the way things are starting out. We're at the point now where we should have already had killing frost or should any day now, and the forecast doesn't indicate that that's going to be the case. Another thing related to the weather that's going on, I don't know if you got a chance to be outside last night, but here in our area, the skies were clear and the moon was just a knockout, just incredible. And it wasn't even full. It's going to be full tonight, and it's a super moon, which happens once a year. It's the closest. It's the time when the moon in its orbit is the closest to Earth. And this year, it's closer than it has been since 1928 or sometime a long time ago. I forgot exactly what the year is, but it'll be spectacular tonight, so try to see that. I think it's at its peak at like 5 in the morning, but it'll be fine tonight when it first gets dark. It was just terrific last night. It was like everybody out there had landscape lighting. And then the other thing to tell you about is, and I don't know if I'm going to do this as a newsletter or not. I haven't quite decided. I did put it on Facebook, and that's the tomato ripening information. A couple of years ago, we got into it because I made a comment on the air about how you have to ripen green tomatoes that are still on your plants, which for a whole lot of you out there is still the case. And I made the comment that they had, that the tomatoes had to have matured to a certain point. The seed needed to harden off, and that was a good indicator. But the maturity of the green tomato had to get to a certain point, or it wouldn't ripen inside. Well, I got several people sending me letters and emails and everything else, calling and saying that I was wrong, that wasn't the case, that no matter when you pick a green tomato, that it'll turn red. So we got a little contest going. We did several versions at the office and at my house. We put some of the green tomatoes just out on a table. We put some green tomatoes in boxes and put them in a closet in the dark. We wrapped some in paper like a lot of people have recommended. In other words, we did all the versions of green tomatoes. And there were many different kinds of green tomatoes, some little bitty ones that weren't even close to being ripe, and some that were almost to the point of starting, you know, to show a little blush of red. And what we discovered from all that was that it doesn't matter when you pick the green tomatoes, they're going to turn red if you bring them inside. It's just a matter of time. And we got a lot of reports from people as a result, and they're on that newsletter that you can pull up from the archives of the newsletters on dirtdoctor.com. We may do it again, but on the other hand, I'm talking about it on the show, and we put it on Facebook. That may be enough. We'll see what happens. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
EXO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try EXO Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for EXO Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying EXO Odor Neutralizer today.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard Garrett, back with you. Telephone number, and there's an open line there if you want to jump on real quick at 866-444-3478. And I'll go to the line, people that have been holding, and kind of go back and forth here with some stuff. We need to do a little in Howard's garden, and I think Bonnie's going to be here about 8:30 after this next break for you. We've ran into an interesting thing, which I knew was there, but I had never seen it actually in writing. We did a cornmeal newsletter. Those of you that get the free newsletter, and by the way, if you don't get it, all you have to do is fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you'll get it. It's weekly, and it comes to you via email. It covers one subject at a time. And you can also just send us an email, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, say you want the newsletter, and you can go that route if you want to. But the last one was about the cornmeal story. I updated the information on cornmeal, put it all together, story about how I discovered it. I was told about it from the A&M Research Center in Stephenville, Texas, Dr. Joe McFarland. And about at the same time, I got a it was on Facebook, I guess, is how I first got it. And somebody sent me an email that some lady, some PhD somewhere was bad-mouthing me and the cornmeal idea and that it didn't have any research. And I went to it. And I'm kind of debating a little bit about whether to do a newsletter just about her. Her name is Linda Chalker Smith or something. I can't even remember. I hate to give her any publicity, but she's decided that she wants to be the leader of the critics of organics, saying that there's no research and no data and everything. We're making it all up. And then she'll get people, and I have to hand it to her, in this website that she and some other so-called scientists are involved in, they actually are leaving up some comments of people writing in and saying, look, I've used cornmeal and it works unbelievably, and giving details about where they use it and how they use it. And they keep arguing with them about the fact that that's not true science. And it just may be lucky that it worked and that sort of thing. So it's kind of funny. And I'm debating about how big a fight to get in with those kind of people. I think it's better just to keep doing what we're doing, teaching people how to use these techniques and these products and giving people opportunity to have really good success. But the The current newsletter covers some new stuff. One tip that Bob Webster brought me from his niece, who is a doctor in Mexico, who brought up the fact — we didn't put a lot of detail on it, we'll add to it as we get more information — but she brought up the fact that she said, "Uncle Bob, you know, there's nothing new about this cornmeal stuff. We've been using it for a long time in Mexico. We know how well it works on skin problems, you know, eczema and seborrhea and toenail fungus and athlete's foot and jock rash and you name it, and all kinds of problems on the skin of animals and everything." But she said that one thing we ought to add to our information — and I put a little quick blurb in the newsletter — is that masa works even better than cornmeal. And, of course, I didn't know this myself. Masa is made from cornmeal, and it has lime added to it to change the chemistry of it somewhat. And anyway, if you've tried the cornmeal on anything and hasn't given you the kind of results that you wanted, probably skin issues more than soil. I don't know if we're in alkaline soils, we'll be putting a lot of masa out because of the lime situation. But on skin issues, it may be worth looking into. If you don't get the newsletter, you can go to dirtdoctor.com. You can see the current newsletter right there on the site. And, of course, all the newsletters are archived. You can see them later. Let's catch up a little bit right here. Margie in Vernal, Utah is first with us. Hello, Margie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. What's up?
Well, I'm a ranch lady from way back, excuse me, and I have a lot of galvanized troughs.
Okay.
That we use for cattle, and I'm not in the cattle business anymore, and I would like to use those as grow boxes for a garden.
Okay, fine.
And I'm wondering if there's any problem with that.
No, I don't have a problem with it at all. You need to punch some holes in it so it'll drain. Is the only thing. If you leave it — I've made this mistake myself. Sometimes it had drain holes that got plugged up, and sometimes there were no drain holes at all. And no matter what the plant is, other than being a bog plant, you know, you're going to get in trouble. So you need to have some good holes in the bottom. And it'll work fine. I don't think there's any transfer of heavy metals that'll be a big problem for you or anything like that. A lot of people use the galvanized troughs just the way you're suggesting. The only negative about it long term is that under an organic program, especially with all the microbial activity, it will rot it out, rust it out at some point. But they'll last several years, you know, quite a few years for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So no problem.
And just put — would you put the rocks and the gravel in the bottom?
You don't need to do that. Just put regular soil in the bottom up to about a foot from the top, and then the top 8 inches to a foot, you do the improved — you can use still the native soil, but make the top foot 8 inches to a foot more like a potting soil with the kind of things we recommend: compost, rock minerals, and sugars like cornmeal and dry molasses.
Okay, that sounds great. I appreciate you so much, and I enjoy your program. It's just awesome.
Thank you for calling. That's a good one to lead with. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. If Bonnie's here, we'll talk about wildlife control, but we'll get back to other things right away.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Mary Rose is giving me a hard time because I'm late getting back on. I want to say good morning to Bonnie Bradshaw. Let's see if we got the mic working there. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
How's that? Okay. They got it working. We're going to talk with Bonnie about something that I started talking about last week. I told you a little story about a meeting that we had in our area of Lakewood in Dallas, Texas, because we've got a lot of coyotes running around. So the neighborhood, one of my neighbors contacted Bonnie. She's with a company called 911 Wildlife, and she came over and gave us a little presentation about coyotes. And Bonnie, I learned a lot. One of the things I didn't want to learn, I don't think, and we'll talk about it a little bit today, related to how to control coyotes. But I'm fascinated with your business. Is this a business, 911 Wildlife, that's been around for a while?
We started 10 years ago in 2006, and since 2012, we have been the company that the city of Dallas has contracted with to handle any concerns about any kind of wildlife, from snakes and squirrels to bobcats and coyotes.
Well, that's cool. How does it change from being something that the city will pay for to the homeowner paying for it? How does that work?
If the person lives within the city of Dallas All they need to do is call 311, and they'll be given a service request number, and then they're transferred to us. And we send a technician to their house to do an on-site consultation to figure out what's attracting the animals to their yard and if they actually have animals in their attic or underneath their foundation, then we'll give them advice on how to permanently evict the animals and keep them out.
So this is something that the city is paying for.
Yes.
So if a homeowner calls you direct, do you do any direct consultation?
Yes,
with
for
them?
People who live outside of Dallas.
Okay.
We also service Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, and Austin. And so in those cases, the homeowner can call us, and we'll send a technician to meet with them.
Okay. Do companies like this exist? We've got people listening to us coast to coast here. Are there companies like yours across the country?
There's about 10. There's a couple in California. There's one in Oklahoma. There are a couple on the East Coast, and there's one in Florida.
Okay. So if I pick up the phone and say, hey, you need to come to my house and help me with a rat problem or whatever, that's charged to the city of Dallas.
Correct.
I'll be darned. Huh. Nice service. Mm-hmm. And something I did not know. Okay. She says for us to get closer to the mics. We have new mics in here. Do we need to turn them up a little bit? Okay. I will do that. And hopefully we'll sound a little better. Let's start with coyotes. It all began in Lakewood when we thought we were seeing a lot more coyotes than we had been seeing. But I guess the thing that hit me the hardest about what you said in your presentation the other night was that the worst thing you can do is trap them, shoot them, kill them with poison, and explain why that's a bad idea.
Well, for 200 years now, we've been trying to eradicate coyotes from this country. And all of the techniques, like you mentioned, shooting, poisoning, trapping, have been proven to be counterproductive. Because coyotes are what's called density breeders. And so when a female is taken away, it prompts the surrounding females to go into heat, and they will double the size of their litter. So instead of a litter of six, they have a litter of 12.
That's pretty fascinating. What about the male, the alpha males being captured and taken out? Does that give the same result?
That's a good question. Coyotes mate for life. So if the alpha male is taken out, then the alpha female will join with another male.
Okay, and so that has a negative impact as well.
Exactly.
Well, they're such beautiful animals. Sometimes we see some that look pretty mangy and mm-hmm. sick and everything, and that's a whole nother issue that you have to deal with,
I guess.
That's
as a direct result of the use of rat poison. Urban coyotes eat so many poisoned rats that it knocks down their immune system and makes them much more susceptible to mange.
So rat poison is a super bad
going
idea.
Right up the food chain.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. The thing that I guess prompted us having our meeting over there was it seemed like we were seeing a lot more of them. Is it that they were just getting more comfortable, and so you end up it seeming like you're seeing more?
Well, it's a seasonal pattern. During the summer, coyotes are usually completely nocturnal because they don't want to be out in the heat, just like we don't want to be out in the heat.
Right.
But as soon as the temperatures start to cool off a little bit, they'll be out in broad daylight chasing squirrels. And so people see them more often during the cooler months.
Go through their kind of pecking order of the food that they like. That was interesting to me, too. I learned a lot from that also.
Well, and this we know this because 15 years ago, they got funding in Chicago to study urban coyotes. And so they started capturing the coyotes, putting radio collars on them, and tracking their movements. So now it's an ongoing study. They have more than 900 coyotes in Chicago wearing radio collars. And when they first started the study, the hypothesis was that the urban coyotes were living on garbage and cats. But very quickly, as they studied the scat, they learned that more than 40% of an urban coyote's diet is rats, mice, and squirrels. is rodents.
Right. And then what else is on that list? There's some interesting things.
Yeah. The third item on the list, more than 20% of their diet is fruit. They have a very strong sweet tooth.
Yeah.
And so if somebody's got a fig tree in their yard or a native persimmon tree, coyotes will come from a long way to eat that fruit.
And they can climb fences, I understand.
They can easily go over a 6-foot fence, but they have to have a reason to. They don't expend energy without a guaranteed source of nutrition on the other side. So they don't jump fences just for fun. But if they smell food, if there's cat food or dog food set out, or there's fruit on the other side of the fence, they can easily go over a 6-foot fence.
Well, that gets us to a really important point. Okay, how do we control? What do we do? And let's just start first with this. How dangerous are they to little children walking to school?
That's something definitely the most important question that people have.
Right.
And the good news is they are not a threat to children. When children are outdoors playing, you're not going to see coyotes anywhere in the area. They don't want to be around noisy kids.
Right. A lot of adults don't want to be around noisy kids.
Right, exactly. but generally, about 5 people a year get nipped by coyotes. And generally, where that happens is in Southern California. And almost every single incident is a direct result of hand feeding.
Stupidity.
People who want to bond with nature by feeding coyotes. And, of course, the supreme accomplishment is I got it to eat out of my hand. And, unfortunately, the coyote doesn't know where the food stops and the fingers start.
Yeah, that's really silly. Well, that gets to the point of, okay, what do we change in our behavior at home to keep the coyotes from wanting to come in?
Right. And it's real simple. It's, first of all, making sure that you don't have a concentrated food source in your yard that would attract rats or any of the other things that coyotes eat. So, for example, overflowing bird feeders. I always tell people, if you have a bird feeder, there's the day shift and then there's the night shift. And this time of year, coyotes are working both shifts. So during the day, they'll get a nice fat dove or a nice fat squirrel. And at night, they get the rats that come to the bird feeder. So what we recommend is having putting out a very small amount of seed in the morning so that it's completely gone before dark. Also, you want to make sure that you're not inadvertently providing a den site for coyotes in your yard. The most common den site for urban coyotes is underneath a deck or underneath a shed. So we recommend putting a physical barrier around the perimeter of the deck so that animals can't get underneath.
That goes down in the ground.
An L-shaped barrier. So it goes down into the ground, bends out, and then you backfill.
It L's out.
Exactly.
Away from the structure.
And that prevents skunks, armadillos,
right,
any kind of animal
too.
From
yeah,
getting underneath.
Yeah, armadillos maybe to a degree.
And then the third ingredient is what we call aversion techniques. And that's why so many coyotes and bobcats in the city are so comfortable around people and will show themselves in broad daylight around people is because in the city, most people, when they see a coyote, they either pull out their camera and take pictures or they run inside. And both of those responses teach the coyote that it's the alpha animal. And so what we strongly encourage people is when they see a coyote, clap your hands, shout at it, wave your arms, take a couple of steps toward it.
Make an aggressive move, yeah.
To teach that coyote to stay away. And the good news is that coyotes have a natural fear of people, and we just need to reinstill that.
But horns, honking a car horn, does not bother them too much,
because
right?
They're urban animals. They've lived their entire life around traffic and noises, and so that they're kind of oblivious to.
But an aggressive person is something they're not used to, and
exactly.
So that works.
So if you're in your car and you see a coyote, instead of honking your horn, open your car door and clap your hands, and the coyote will take off.
Fascinating. There are other you said that they would also eat rabbits, of course, which is, I guess, kind of in the same category as squirrels. Mm-hmm. And they're a good source because they reproduce so fast, I guess. But they're scavengers.
They are opportunists, so they much prefer to go after food that doesn't fight back. And so roadkill is an excellent food source for them.
Well, that's interesting. Well, getting back to attracting them, one of the worst things you can do, we used to feed our dogs in the dog run. Mm-hmm. And so there was a little dog food left there every night, and it became a zoo for a while, both raccoons and rats and everything else coming in. So that's the last thing anybody should do is feed their animals outside. What do people do who have feral cats and things like that, and they have to feed outside?
Well, that's a very good question. What we strongly encourage people, if they're feeding outdoor cats, is to only feed the cats for a short period of time during broad daylight and pick up the food, pick up the bowls. And the cats will learn to come at that time.
Okay. You hear the birds flying in the window. We'll take a little break. I'm visiting with Bonnie Bradshaw. She's with 911 Wildlife, and we'll talk about some other animals here when we get back. Don't go away. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dear doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Xylo bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. Available online at Amazon. For more information, go to xylobags.com. Xylo bags, the best compostable bags available.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high-nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Hyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, we're going to be talking about wildlife a little bit more and how compost piles relate to all that with Bonnie Bradshaw. She's with 9/11 Wildlife, but Barbara's been holding a long time here and has a question I'm going to take care of if I can real quickly. Hi, Barbara.
Hey, good morning, Howard. This is Barbara in Cuphill. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are your community gardens going there?
Oh, listen, if I could sit out there with my puppy all day long, that's where I'd be. It's beautiful.
I tell you, everybody listening, Cuphill does as good a job with community gardens as anybody in the country. They just raise a tremendous amount of 100% organic produce and give away a lot to needy people, and have a lot for the people involved out there. Congratulations on doing a great job.
Okay, yeah, it's wonderful. My question right quick is, I bought this plant at my local nursery, and it's called American Beauty Berry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most beautiful thing I ever saw. Well, then the berries left naturally as soon as I got it home. I've had it about 2.5 months, and now it looks like the leaves are turning yellow on me. I don't know what to do.
Well, they are in my front yard too, Barbara. It's a deciduous plant, and we haven't had any frost yet, but it's just the time of the year when it starts doing that. When you have a new beauty berry, that'll happen also if you don't water it quite well. It's a great native plant, but it's one of those native plants that is kind of a water hog, especially getting it started. So I think what you're seeing is perfectly normal. Just check the soil, make sure it's not totally dry or totally sopping wet, either one. And then next year, those roots will get going, and it'll probably not have as much of an issue. Do kind of a mini version of the sick tree treatment, you know, a little of the soil amendments and organic fertilizers and things, a little Garrett juice drench now. That'll help to spur some nice burst of root growth now and a little bit through the winter. And next year, I think your plant will be fine.
Should I keep it in? I've got it in a great big pot, or should I put it in the ground? Which would it like best?
Yeah, in the ground. Most all plants like it in the ground better. There's a few that like to be root bound, but most like it in the ground. You can get away with it in a pot, but I think it'd be better to go ahead and plant it.
Okay, and what about the berries? Well, is there any way to make those come back greater next year?
Just having it healthy. I don't think is in the category of producing more berries if it's in stress, like a Yaupon holly does, or most hollies. So I think you'll just have a nice full display of the either purple or white, whichever one you got, just by keeping the plant healthy.
Yeah, it's a beautiful plant. Thanks for the help, Howard.
Okay, thanks for calling. See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, Bonnie, let's get back to finishing up with the coyote management. And there's something that you have for people about compost piles.
Yes, composting is wonderful, and everybody should be composting. But if you're putting food scraps in your compost pile, that is unsecured garbage. And so that's going to attract rats and everything up the food chain from rats. So we really encourage people to do composting in a secured container so that it would keep it from attracting wildlife.
Yeah, what we talked about the other night is what we do at home. Judy and I put the food scraps into metal container in the kitchen first, starts to break down some there, and then it goes into a metal container with a lid outside.
Perfect.
And breaks down the black soldier fly maggots work on it and everything. So by the time it goes in the compost, it's pretty much non-identifiable.
That's perfect.
And that won't attract them at that point,
exactly.
Right? Okay, cool. Rabbits, just real quick, rabbits are, you didn't mention them in the coyote's favorite food, but it has to be pretty high on the list, I guess.
Yes, yeah. About 18% of their diet is rabbits.
Only 18, okay.
Mm-hmm. And, they definitely are your best natural rabbit control. So if people are having a problem with rabbits, they might be glad to see a coyote in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's definitely one of the reasons that coyotes are thriving in suburban areas is because there's 50 times more cottontails in a suburban residential neighborhood than out in a rural area.
It's just easy pickings in the city now. You had some fascinating information for us, too, about this horrible, blood-curdling sound when they're killing prey. Talk about that a little bit.
We get lots of calls, especially in February.
Or think that's what's
going
on.
A huge spike in calls in February about people hearing what they think is a pack of coyotes tearing some poor animal from limb to limb because they're hearing this horrible shrieking, screaming sounds. And we always are happy to tell the caller that what they're hearing is actually coyotes in love.
Yeah.
Coyotes celebrate Valentine's Day. And so that's when they are the most vocal. Their Latin name actually translates to singing dog. They have 11 different vocalizations, and several of those vocalizations are very harsh to our ears. It's the screeching, screaming noises that people think is their victim, and it's actually the coyotes expressing affection for one another.
That's fascinating. And when there's a kill, it's totally silent.
Silent.
That's Bonnie Bradshaw, 9/11 Wildlife. She's going to hang around a little while longer. We need to talk about some other animals. We'll work in your calls as we go, though. Get her to help me answer some plant questions. Give us a call at 866, or animal questions, 444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter, and we'll do one on all this information for you pretty soon. You get free. Just sign up on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. The information about our course, our natural organic certification course, is right there on the homepage as well. You can find out more about what she does on her website, which is 911wildlife.com.